Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Go. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning. House Democrats subpoenaed the Energy Secretary as part of the impeachment probe against President Trump.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry now has an October 18th deadline to deliver documents to three House committees looking into whether President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. In a letter to Perry, the chairman of the House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees want to know about the Energy Secretary's role in a phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, as well as efforts to install a new board on a Ukrainian-owned energy firm. The former ambassador to Ukraine is scheduled to meet for a closed-door transcribed interview with Intelligence Committee members this morning. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump has a rally scheduled for tonight, his second in 2 days.
President Trump will rally conservative and Republican voters tonight in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The event is a push by the president to influence the outcome of tomorrow's so-called jungle primary for the governor's race in Louisiana. Unlike other states, all candidates, regardless of party, participate in a primary, and then the two leading candidates take part in a runoff vote in November. The president is pushing for people to vote for two different Republicans in hopes of knocking Democratic incumbent John Bel Edwards out of the race. Eben Brown, Fox News.
With colder temperatures, many households have been turning up the furnace.
And fire officials advise you to check and even change the filter on your furnace as you do so. Deputy Fire Chief Stuart Bevis tells KSN News, check your chimney if you plan to use the fireplace, and never plug a space heater into an extension cord.
And an older electrical system may actually lead to overheating of the conductors of the wires. And in an attic space, we actually have combustible insulation that may catch fire.
Bevis also says, remember to turn off that space heater if you leave the room or leave your residence. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kill it on sight. That was the message from officials in Georgia as the state deals with an invasive animal.
It can grow to 3 feet in length. It has razor-sharp teeth. It's technically a fish, but can exist on land and move from one lake to another. A snakehead fish was recently pulled from a pond northeast of Atlanta. Georgia wildlife officials are now urging fishers, if they encounter one, to kill it immediately by cutting off its head. The fish is native to China and has previously been reported in 14 U.S. states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
September was Suicide Prevention Month. Tisha Darland with ComCare of Sedgwick County tells KNSS News, in 2018, the county recorded 101 deaths by suicide, the highest number ever, and above the national average.
Men continue to be the highest people that die by suicide. Guns continue to be the means that is the highest, at least in our area.
Local suicide hotline number is 660-7500. Tisha Darland is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You may want to grab the heavier jacket or coat as we get the day started. Sunny and breezy this morning with temperatures near 50 later on this afternoon. You combine the gusty northwest winds with the temperature and it's certainly going to feel colder than it really is. Our low tonight, 32 with a freeze warning in effect. Windy and 66 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 33 degrees, northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, quick personal notes. Kevin and Jillian Miller have a new boy, a young man, a child born yesterday. Kevin is, he coaches, his daughters are good friends of my twin granddaughters, and his son is a good friend of, anyway, there's a connection. Kevin's late grandfather was somebody might know. Jack Miller did sports on cake for years.
Of course.
So Kevin and Jillian have a new little boy. They've got several other children.
Aww.
And that's kind of happy, isn't it? And just a quick call out to the new album Mojo has dropped on all the streaming platforms from a new artist by the name of Evan McIntosh from Derby, Kansas. That's Evan with two N's if you'd like to check it out. That's my granddaughter.
She's now a recording star.
How about that?
Yeah. It's 8:35, Steve and Ted, time for entertainment. Use the blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away.
Yeah, HBO is adding new warnings to its programming.
You're probably used to seeing ratings on the screen before TV shows, but now HBO is adding something else. The network is partnering with the National Alliance on Mental Health in an initiative called It's Okay, and will air mental health awareness messages ahead of shows in order to identify specific mental illnesses that appear in that episode. The warning will also come with a call to action for anyone looking for help. Viewers will see the messages before shows including Barry, Euphoria, Girls, and The Sopranos, to name a few. The move is aimed at destigmatizing mental illness and encouraging conversation around mental health issues. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The King of Pop may become the King of Broadway.
A musical based on the life of Michael Jackson will hit Broadway in 2020. MJ, the musical, will begin preview performances July 6th before its official debut August 13th. And a weekend ride the boogie. The show will showcase the superstar's iconic songs. Musical is arriving on the Great White Way despite the backlash following the controversial HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, which detailed sexual abuse allegations from two accusers, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, who alleged that Jackson groomed them and took advantage of them as young boys, a claim the Jackson family denies. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Some parents upset over a live show from a YouTube star.
Blippi, a popular YouTube character for toddlers, recently announcing a 30-show tour throughout North America.
It's me, Blippi!
Parents want their money back after finding out the star, Stephen John, won't be there, but a stage performer will be. The entertainer earning millions of followers wearing an orange bow tie in educational clips. The Blippi live show site states in small print an actor will take his place, but parents feel duped. Tickets range from $26 to $70 on Ticketmaster. A producer for the show tells BuzzFeed they'll be sending a letter to ticket holders reminding them John won't be appearing and offering a refund. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's get a box office preview for the movies this weekend.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
He knew every move of mine before I made it.
In Gemini Man and Over the Hill, Hitman faces off against a younger clone of himself. Will Smith works overtime in this film that uses the new anti-aging technique. An animated The Addams Family hits the big screen just in time for Halloween. The film is based on Charles Addams' series of cartoons about a ghoulish family. Oscar, Isaac, and Charlize Theron voice lead characters. Parasite is getting rave reviews as one family, all unemployed, takes interest in a wealthy and glamorous family for their livelihood until they get entangled.
Hello, my name is Jexy.
In Jexy, Adam Devine is extremely attached to his phone, and his phone, unfortunately, feels the same way.
We're all gonna die.
And the comedy horror Little Monsters follows as a washed-up musician teams up with a teacher and a kid show personality to protect young kids from a sudden outbreak of zombies. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
A former White House press secretary dancing.
The Fox Celebrity Profile. Sean Spicer became famous with his mouth as President Trump's first White House spokesperson. Now Spicer's making news with his feet, taking part in Dancing with the Stars.
I've been talking about it with the show for a while. It never fit in with the schedule. My businesses are doing well. My partners could take up the slack. And I thought, have some fun.
Spicer says when he's on Dancing with the Stars, there's no talk of the latest news out of Washington.
None of us talk politics, ever. I don't really know where any of them lie.
He says it's hard work, but all fun.
I'm having a blast doing it.
And he's selling stuff off from the show, including that bright green shirt. For charity.
Benefits to veterans charities that I'm involved with, the Independence Fund and the Yellow Ribbon Fund. So we've tried to turn this opportunity into something good for those who have truly sacrificed for our nation.
As for following in the footsteps of Fred Astaire, Spicer tells Fox's Neil Cavuto,
I'm not a good dancer.
You're
I thought it would be
right.
Fun
not
to,
not about
to
the
do
dancing.
Something that's
completely
right.
Devin Kelly, Fox News.
South Park versus China.
South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone made it clear how they feel about the show's recent banning in China.
I'm never working for a company that's regulated by a communist government.
Okay, okay. No more selling to the Chinese.
Then say it. Say f- the Chinese government.
The clip from Wednesday's episode on Comedy Central revolved mostly around Cartman avoiding immunization shots by saying they would make him artistic. But it also had a subplot that pointed its verbal arrow directly into mainline China's communist rule. The entire series was banned in China for the episode BAND in China, in which the government was bashed. They also scrubbed all mention of the show off its internet. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Once again this year, I'm involved in the St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church benefit for the Lord's Diner, which is a great ministry that serves the hungry, gives a free meal every night of the year, 365 days a year, to those who need it. There's a huge auction and show and murder mystery on Saturday night. Usually that's sold out. There might be a few tickets left, but usually that's sold out, and that's a big deal. So if you want to go tonight, it costs a little less. It's just the murder mystery show itself. It's kind of a preview party. Doors open at 6, show at 7 o'clock tonight. Your ticket price includes appetizers, wine and beer, the murder mystery musical. So if you want to come tonight, we'd love to see you there.
Great fun.
My friend Bucky Walters is in the show with me. My brother Ned is in the show. Our friend Allison from Derby Middle School.
Great fun.
Todd Gooderslow, great listener, is in the show as well. Yeah, we have a ton of fun. That's out at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Andover. Show at 7 o'clock tonight. Doors open at 6. And in the last 13 years, this event has raised over $1 million for the Lord's Diner. They do a great job. It's a fantastic cause we fight for. 75 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters. Laura.
Mm.
Great film noir mystery movie. You've never seen it. It's worth a look.
It is.
Gene Tierney, Dana Andrews, Clifton Webb, Vincent Price. Yeah.
Gene Tierney may be the best-looking Hollywood actress ever.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. In this movie?
Yeah.
The American Film Institute named it one of the 10 best mystery films of all time.
Amen.
It also appears on Roger Ebert's Great Movies series.
Laura.
Laura came out 75 years ago today. All right, let's hit the funny. Let's check in with the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
It's come out that the fountain in the opening credits for the show Friends also appeared in the film Hocus Pocus.
Really?
Though the fountain still says that what it really wants to do is direct.
Oh. Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
A vegan woman claimed on Reddit this week that she called the police on her friends after they tricked her into eating chicken nuggets while she was drunk. But the whole thing sounds a little suspicious. A vegan with friends?
Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
There's a new program where people can donate their unwanted Lego bricks to needy children. It's kind of a drag because one of the few perks of being a homeless parent is never stepping on Legos.
True.
Well, let's do another from Spade.
A new report says San Jose, California is the most diverse city in America. Yep. A lot of people from San Jose. Coming in dead last for the 10th year in a row is Honkyburg, Wyoming.
And we'll finish with The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
The popular rideshare app Uber is launching a new service that will let users find rides that allow animals, and they're calling it Uber Pet. Yeah, so at least, So at least when you get into one of these Ubers, there's a reason that it's covered in hair and smells disgusting.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. You got an appliance that's on the fritz? This is who you call.
You bet.
409-1525. If you want more information, they have a website, NapoleonAppliance.com. We love them. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Wichita's Best Doctors, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Tip Business Journal coming up. Go talk with John Whitmer, too, as a Sunday night show here on KNSS. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.